8:41 on Jacksonville's morning news, and a lot of developments in Washington and on Capitol Hill as the president signs an executive order that he says will reduce prescription drug prices. But also on the Congress side, with major tax changes, GOP is readying that so-called One Big Beautiful Bill. And Fox's Ryan Schmelz live on Capitol Hill. We've got committees that are starting their work on planning today. Can you kind of walk us through what the process looks like this week and over the next several weeks?
Yeah, so we've got the bill text for both the Energy and Commerce Committee and the Ways and Means Committee, or the committees that oversee Medicaid spending for energy and commerce, and then Ways and Means is the one that oversees taxes. So they're going to be going through what you call the markup hearings, which is where they go, they debate the bill, they offer amendments, and they vote on the legislation, and pretty much whatever makes it out of that committee is likely to be the final version that gets voted on the House floor. So this is going to be something that probably goes on all night long and is going to be very testy. But, you know, I think it's just interesting to go through the Ways and Means bill, which is the one that came out yesterday. It's got over close to 400 pages, and it's got a whole bunch of tax policy in there. And it's interesting to see what made it, what didn't make it.
What are some of the big takeaways that you saw? I know it was delicate, light reading of 400 pages or so late last night, right?
Yeah, we got some big things in there when it comes to the extension of the Trump tax cuts. Obviously, there are some provisions in there for no taxes on overtimes and no taxes on tips. But then you've also got some loophole closings for people who own NFL stadiums. So it looks like the Khan family might be paying more on their taxes when it comes to any stadiums that they own. So that's kind of a little something in there that probably would gain some more revenue that the President Trump has been pushing for. The the tax increase on the wealthy was not in there. And then there's some other green energy provisions that got cut, but there's also some that got extended, which should be a big thing for moderates. But I think the big thing, Rich, that we're going to be watching for is the salt cap deduction that was not high enough for some New York Republicans. So that's going to be a huge debate moving forward.
We also heard Democrats bemoaning the cuts, or perceived cuts as they saw it, to Medicaid. Did that make it through in this budget bill? Do we know yet?
So the Energy and Commerce Committee did propose a number of different changes to Medicaid. You've got an extension of work requirements. So anybody who's able-bodied will have to work 80 hours a month. They will either have to do work, they'll have to do education programs, or some type of community service in order to get their benefits. There's exceptions in there for people who either are, you know, caretakers. If you have a disability, if you have children, you wouldn't have to go through with that. But it's pretty much a strategy to get able-bodied people off of Medicaid. There's some strategies in there for removing illegal immigrants from Medicaid, and there's also a couple other things too when it comes to, you know, provisions. Now, what's interesting, Rich, is that the Congressional Budget Office, which is usually at odds with Republicans, they came back with their estimate, and they do say that the Republicans do hit their goal of exceeding $880 billion in deficit reduction through this bill. So that, in many ways, is a huge victory.
We'll obviously follow the process in depth here over the next several days and weeks ahead. I mentioned at the start of this that the president signed an executive order that will reduce, he says, prescription drug prices up to 80%. How so?
Well, it's pretty much a price match program. So if there's a developed country that sells their drugs at a lower rate than the United States, then the drug companies in the United States have to match whatever that developed country is paying for. So, you know, President Trump believes this will lower prices upwards of 50, 80, 90%, and certainly that would be a big victory. But there are some organizations that, you know, some trade groups that say that this is going to lead to, in many ways, you know, companies relying on China and some other manufacturers not in the United States to make their products. And, you know, that's going to lead to potentially people coming off of Medicaid, but also, you know, companies resisting the temptation to invest in America. So that's probably one thing to keep in mind. And I think there's also going to be a huge legal argument here that's going to end up in courts at some point.
So we might not realize these savings for some time?
Well, it depends if we even see them at all, because, you know, President Trump gave these companies a 30-day deadline. But as Bernie Sanders says, he expects this to end up in court, and we'll see if the court strikes it down or not.
All right. Fox's Ryan Schmelz, our guy on Capitol Hill, will obviously follow up on all of these storylines through the day. President Trump, meantime, meeting with Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman on an official state visit to Saudi Arabia, the first stop on his four-day trip through the Middle East. We will certainly be following up on that developing storyline over the coming hours.